Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ace Michaels Blog Talk Radio Show, available worldwide, 24 hours a day, on iTunes and Facebook. Be inspired, be informed, be on. Enjoy the show.
It is the Buzz Blog Talk Radio. Ace Michaels is your host for the show with the most. I am loving life because I'm living it. I'm alive, brother, and that's all it is. If I wasn't alive, that would be far less fun. And I'm one of those people who love to be alive. I love what it does for me. I'm digging it. I'm feeling it. I'm also one of those people that finds great humor. And when people call me and beat around the bush to what they want, you know the call I'm talking about. You answer the phone, you're like, good afternoon, hello. And they're like, is this John Parker? John, don't hang up. We have an important offer regarding your life insurance. And you're like, what in the world? I love those calls. I love the goof on those calls. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they're automated, I like to say something crazy on the automated thing, like, please tell us your name. I'll be like, Meat Puppet. You know what I mean? Or something like that. That's the calls I like. And then I also like the calls when they're humans and they beat around the bush getting to why they called you. Like, somebody who hasn't called you for a long time, and they call you, and they're like, hey, man, what's happening? Yeah, what's going on? Hey, so you still got that fishing boat, right?
Right. Exactly.
I love it. I love when people beat around the bush to get to why they called you. If you have a story of someone beating around the bush to getting to why they called you, you can call us, and we won't beat around the bush. You can call the show. Our number is 646-595-4802, or you can email it. Email! You can email beonthebuzz@yahoo.com. Our guest today is a fabulous music artist, singer-songwriter, visually to perfection, let me add, by the way. Your eyeballs will not be unhappy by what your brain is receiving. Welcome to the show, Fatima Eyes Varell. How you doing, baby?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Hello, Ace.
Hey, I speak for everybody. Everybody's doing fine. Don't worry about them. They're fine. Everybody's doing
okay.
Don't worry about them. Yeah, they're good. We're free about them. What, Fatima, now you don't go by Fatima. You go by Eyes Only, right?
Yeah, just Eyes.
Okay. Let's get
sometimes,
that straight right off the bat.
Yeah. Well, you know, people like to, like, feel like they're more privileged. And they don't want to call me Eyes, so I just be like, Fatima Eyes, girl. But I get really upset when they say Fatima Eyes. Now, that just don't make no sense.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I hate that because my name is Gerald, right? And I don't have any, like, it's not a secret. My name is Gerald, big deal, you know? My mother calls me Gerald. My mother calls me Jerry. But sometimes I'll meet people, like, if they've seen, like, my legal files or something, like, they go, well, you know, Gerald. They try to throw it in the conversation. Well, you know, Gerald, that's
exactly.
It's like, whoa, you ain't my mama. You don't know me like that.
Yeah,
boo.
Exactly. Like, moms have certain privileges of calling you certain names, and
of course,
everybody doesn't have that privilege. They want it, though.
Of course. Hey, anybody who used to twist my ear when I got in trouble can call me anything they want. You know, just don't twist my damn ear again. Call me whatever you want. I'll answer to it. Whatever. Leave me alone. But
yeah.
Okay, so you have now. Fatima is not actually Fatima. I just learned this. This is what I learned. Okay, Fatima is actually pronounced Fatima, right? Fatima.
Yeah. Well, some,
right?
Yeah, there's a lot of different cultures that use the name. Muslim is the most popular, but it is, yeah, it did originate, you know, in Africa, and it moved its way around to Europe. So there's a lot of Hispanic people with the name Fatima as well.
Nice. And so it's not, you know, like American people, like French people say au revoir. Like, they say goodbye, they go like, au revoir. But American people, we say like, au revoir. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We turn it into like a whole nother, we say like more syllables than a word could ever possibly be.
Yeah.
Au revoir, Pierre. Anyway.
Yeah, and they think they sound good, too.
Yeah, and hey, you better like it. It's American, for crying out loud. So you're doing, you got what? You got a new record coming out? Because I know last time we talked, you were working on a record, and I presume that record's
so
done
funny.
Now.
Well, I don't know what record that was. I actually am working on new music. Go ahead.
Yeah, you were promoting a single. Last time we were talking, you were telling me about a song, and you had a story and everything. Come on now. I'm not losing my mind.
Was it Go For It? Was it Go For It, the one that was going to be on the compilation? Or?
Yeah, girl, it was Go For It. I don't know.
Okay, it
was your song. How many damn songs you putting out, girl? I mean,
Well, I Go For It. You know, when you're an independent artist, you know, sometimes we don't have the ability to really put out a single the way it deserves to be put out. And Go For It is one of those songs that actually is popular, but popular because I performed it so much, so many different places. And a lot of my fans actually do know the words to the song, like especially the long note. They try to hold the long note while I'm performing it. So, that song is on sale on Bandcamp, bandcamp.com/eyes. That song is featured in a couple of compilations as well. But it's just,
nice.
You know, yeah, it's just one of those things where I haven't officially released that single, but it actually is one of my most popular songs.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Now you said something. You kind of hit on something I want to touch on. So you said, not that what you said before wasn't interesting, but this was really interesting.
she said
about being an independent artist. Now, this is something that people, they got to get this through their heads, okay? There's two types of ways to go in this business, okay? In show business, you can be an independent, which means that you're going to make your music, you're going to make your records, you're going to finance all of that yourself, or you get an investor, which is still basically yourself, right? Or you go the route where you sign with a big company, whether it's a record release company like Warner Brothers or a film distribution company like Warner Brothers. And if you sign with a big company, then you get certain perks. Like, they will help you do a lot of the things that you can't do on your own because they have the money, or, like, you know, they'll advance you the money and so on and so forth. But
yeah, and that's what I want.
Okay, but see, now that was the question I was just about to ask my friend. I was just about to ask you. Now, for example, the artist literally formerly known as Prince now, that artist, he was having a bunch of problems with his record label. I mean, he was going through drama. with his record label, right, before he died. And so you want to ask yourself, is that really what you want? Do you really want to have this, like, behemoth record-releasing machine that kind of tells you what to do all the time? Or are you happier being an independent artist where you, I mean, you don't have to ask anybody if you want to, whatever you want to put on your album cover, you put it on there, right? Whatever song you want to write about, you just write about it. But when you're with a big group.
I think for me, it would be in my best interest to be signed. A lot of artists who do get signed, who we know their names, all the words to their song, it's because they did have a start, like a financial start. I don't come from a wealthy family. And it's true, like, you know, sometimes when you're a singer, I mean, you take what you can get. You don't always do shows that are okay, but, you know, at the end of the day, we have bills. You know what I'm saying? And that's our skill.
Right.
That's our skill. We can't do anything else. So, yeah.
I think
I
think having bills is pretty universal to every artist, of no matter what. I don't think you singled out just independent artists have bills, but I get what you're saying.
I think it affects independent artists more because the type of bills that we have, like, it's life or death. Because, like, I mean, we need to eat food, like, when day to day, just having a meal is a struggle. You know, I grew up like that. I mean, I'm not going to say, oh, we were just flat out poor all the time, but especially the way the system is set up. You know, like growing up, we never had food stamps, but all of our neighbors did. But we needed the food stamps, but we didn't qualify for food stamps. So I had to eat peanut butter all the time. So I'm an independent artist with that kind of an upbringing. You know what I mean? I don't have a millionaire father who could just step in, you know what I mean, and just say, okay, we'll put together a promo package. You know, this is stuff that we're still struggling with as independent artists, is just getting some of the basics. So, and then we don't have that financial start. So, yeah, for me, I would love to be signed. So people can at least hear my music, because even though people do know my songs, you know, within the community, it would be so much easier if I had help, because I'm doing it all myself.
Now, let me ask you something. This falls into the category, like, if we were having a game show right now, this would fall into the category of that's real talk or that's bullshit. Like, this is the game now. That's real talk or that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay, so on this question, so you know how they say things that happen to you that build character, right? Bad things happen, but guess what? That builds character. So not having the money to do what you want to do, the question is, has that made you stronger? Don't you think that has made you stronger? That's the statement. Now, is that statement real talk or is that statement bullshit? Because if you'd had that money, you might be that much better along, right?
I mean, it's – I don't want to say it's hard to say, but it is, because I have – if being broke gives you character, I've had enough character, because I'm ready for something else. I got enough character.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, it's bullshit, because, you know, the truth is money is a part of life, and unfortunately it's a part of life that most people have as a privilege, you know. Everybody doesn't always have that privilege of having money. I mean, at least enough to get by. And it's like, because people who don't have money, we get punished for not having money. Just like with this new Obama nonsense, people are getting penalized and getting in trouble because they didn't sign up for health insurance in time. You know what I mean? So, like, that's just the way our system is.
That's just the way it is. Yeah. Now, speaking of that, now, you know, we don't usually go too political on the show, just because I don't really know much about politics. However, that's another good point that you bring up. Like, the thing with, I guess you're talking about the universal health care to speak. It's universal, right? Well, you know, you realize it was like a scam. Like, it was supposed to be, it was like we all sat down at the table, right? And they said, okay, we should have free health care for everybody. And they said, okay, that sounds good. And then some people argued about it and didn't want it. But somewhere in the course of that argument, it went from free health care for everybody to everybody having to pay anywhere from $50 to $150 a month or so. And I don't know how it got from free to having to pay. See, that's the American twist on it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, French people have free health care. Canadian people have free health care. We have not free, but you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But it's worse now. It's affected me. It's affected me negatively. Like, right when that stuff went in, I don't know if anybody ever knows what it's like to have a gallstone, but I couldn't get that taken care of because Mr. Obama changed something right before I had to go to the ER, and, you know, I'm still sitting here. So, yeah.
Wow.
But you see, when you're an artist, you know, you can't keep sacrificing your health. And unfortunately, when you don't have the money, you sacrifice your health all the time just to do something that makes you feel good for 2 minutes. And to be honest with you, I've been in this business so long, and, like, it hurts when you don't have, like, the money. You know what I mean? Because, like, you would think after all those years of performing, I would have something to show. Like, I'm not saying I have absolutely, like, I don't have a trophy or anything, but I'm just saying I'm not the only artist, you know, who's independent. Not because we want to be independent, but we haven't gotten signed. So we can't really say what it's like to be signed or what we like better. And I'm going to be honest with you, I'm probably going to like being signed because there are things about the industry that I don't particularly want to have to deal with, you know, like publishing and those types of things. I'm going to be honest with you, that's the number one complaint by most artists. And, like, me, I feel like if my record company is going to do all that promotion and push me, I mean, go ahead. You can take 50%. Now, that's a big cut, but it's not really the record company's fault. That's really the publishing company's fault. Like, the original, like, ASCAP, BMI, they made those rules, not the company, theirself. But I would rather be signed and know that my music is getting out there and being heard. And, hey, you want to pay me extra money? Oh, of course. You know,
a very popular question that you brought up in the conversation. Mm-hmm. So as an artist, you would be willing to part with, say, 50%, as much as 50% of publishing, if it meant that somebody else would do that administrative. Let's equate that to something else. Let's say that I were going to give you the money to go buy a brand new car. A brand new one. Go to any car lot you want, whether it's Mercedes, BMW, doesn't matter. You can buy a brand new car, but I'm going to own 50% of that car, which means that you can drive it, but I also want to drive it. I also want to loan it out to my friend. I also want to use it for Uber work if I decide to, or take it up to Lookout Mountain and do my business. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you're saying, would that still be equatable? Would you say, well, hey, look, if you're going to buy me a brand new Mercedes,
when you think about a car, if that's your only car, then it might sound a little unfair. But if I already have a bucket and this is a Mercedes, then I guess I could deal with the working it out. So have a bucket and a Mercedes on the side, yeah.
I got you. I mean, it's a popular question. You know, the argument that Prince was having with his record label, which, by the way, I don't know if people know this or not, but I'm going to shed as much light on it as I can just because I think it was a dumbass thing to do. But, you know, Michael Jackson and Prince were having the same exact argument with their record labels right before they died. Michael Jackson somehow was misled by his advisors, he said. He was misled. He didn't know how much money the record label was taking off of every record that he was making. He thought he was getting a larger percentage, I guess. So he was fighting for independence as an artist right before he died. Prince, obviously, anyone who knows a little bit about the Prince story with the whole writing slave on his face for a few years and changing his name, was going through the exact same problem. Prince was arguing that, you know, hey, the record company never wrote any of these songs. They never played any of these instruments. They shouldn't get to own any of my music or any part of my music just because they helped me with an advance to go in the studio, which, you know, I've paid that advance back over and over and over again, obviously, you know, through all the records I've sold for them. So they were both kind of having the same argument that the record label really wanted too much. The record label was asking too much. And then you see artists nowadays like Jay-Z and Beyonce and Kanye West, who are basically all the same family of artists. they're all the same people, basically. But they're all involved in releasing their records on their own terms. But that's also because they're so big and they've sold so many millions of records, you know?
Already.
So, right. So what is it? What is a medium that will work for you and for everybody? You know, like you're saying, you'd be willing to give up 50%, but you shouldn't have to give up 50%, should you? That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's half.
Yeah, and the thing, what makes that part unfair is record companies didn't invent that rule. That's what makes it unfair. And the record companies can use that to their advantage. Hey, I'm going to be honest with you. I believe some, like, a lot of times with artists, when they get their stories told, it makes the record company look just completely like a bad guy. And I'm not saying that their situation, I'm not saying they're lying, but I really do think that sometimes it's just business, and sometimes artists actually do get more than they realize, because I have heard unsung stories about artists who wanted to leave their record label and it was so unfair, and then when they went to a bigger label, they saw how good they were being treated at their old label. So, you know, I think that, yes, record labels, they take advantage of that 50%, but once again, if they do all that work,
sure.
And they're willing to earn that 50%. Hey, I mean, I see what Prince, artists like Prince is saying. Like, he wrote, because I've heard him say that before, how can somebody own something that they wrote? I get it. And I feel like there should be a way for artists to you know, earn it back. Especially, you said he gave them their advance back many times. So, and I think it would be fair to just give it back after that. I mean, I'm not him, and I can't speak for him, but I think that, yeah, if they earned it back, they should earn it back, you know? But, you know, like, once again, me personally, I wouldn't mind being signed. I have a lot of issues with some of the paperwork, and it's so unfortunate because sometimes as artists, we're doing everything ourselves that makes our actual product bad. Because if you're so stressed out doing everything else, how can you perform nice, you know?
Right.
Because, like, I've done shows where, you know, because if you follow my career, like, probably when I first came out, I had on my corset, my diamond tears, my hair is whipped. But after like, show after show, and it's like, people are unfair, I didn't get my ride, I had to walk. You know, you should start looking like a musician. Like, you got your hat on, your hair and come. Like, I just came to do five songs. You told me I was here to do five songs, and that's it. Like, you know.
Right, right.
You know.
Forget the beauty show. Yeah, this is not.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is going on. You're getting raw art. That's it. And I'm out.
Yeah.
That's
but,
an interesting point.
Yeah. But
that's
I
a very
like giving
point.
A good show. Yeah. And it hurts me. You can't give a good show. Like, you just can't. Especially, like, it costs money. Like, I have to round off how much it costs to look like eyes every day. It was like $1,000 a day. I'm like, man, we got to find a cheap medium, man. Like, We got to go
right.
a different route to look like that, you know. So.
And at the end of the day, I mean, would you dare to say at the end of the day, does the music matter more than the looks? I mean, you've got all these people out here that are busting their A to look like Britney Spears, who's doing a show every night and getting paid hundreds of thousands, probably $1 million a night to do a show. And let's keep it real. I know I'm not knocking Britney Spears for her thing. I don't want people to think that I'm trying to say anything. I don't care what they think. But but the point is, I'm not knocking her. But I'm just trying to say that when it comes down to it, people, Britney Spears has had a handful of hit songs in her career.
Oh,
she hasn't had string after string after string of hit album like somebody like Michael Jackson or Prince or even Madonna. You know, she had a few songs that were broke the top 10, you know. She's, you know what I'm saying? She had a marginally successful movie career, you know what I mean? But she's going to make more money than most. She's going to make a lot of money to go out and do her thing, and that's the point I'm trying to make, is that fair that, you know, like you said, if you had an investor that was willing to pay for the corsets or get you a sponsor for corsets and, you know, the hair, the makeup. I mean, you're right. It's $1,000 to make you look the way you want to look, to present your art the way you want to present it, right?
Yeah.
How is it fair that somebody else who's going to do at least the same and in most cases less than you is going to get all this hype and publicity and more shows, and you're throwing money at her? She's rich. Why do you keep throwing money at her? Throw money at somebody who needs a break.
Yeah, and I think that the industry, they do take advantage of independent artists, especially being talented, because I was discovered when I was like 3 years old. I don't remember the actress's name. In fact, I'm just now realizing, because my mom is elderly, and she'll remember names when she does, but when she saw an old television show from the 70s, she's like, oh, yeah, that's the lady that discovered you. I'm like, discover me? Really? But basically, bottom line, these sometimes celebrities, they do see talent in young people, and they say, well, you know, you need a little help. Let me help get you out there. But they're really stealing your money. They don't get you nowhere. So, and that happened to me. But those types of things, that it didn't stop there. You know, even working with music producers, they can win Grammys and all of this, but they make their money off of ripping art off independent artists. So, people say that they're giving an independent artist a break, but they really don't. Like you said, they keep throwing money at somebody who's already rich, well, because they want what she has. And I'm pretty sure Britney Spears did work hard for what she did. I think she had a lot of help. Yeah, but she also had a lot of help. I'm not accusing them of already being rich, but I'm not saying it was easy to get on Disney, but the way things are done today is a lot harder than it would have been done back then. I'm not saying either route was easy, but nowadays it's like people want you to submit something online, but you don't know who you're submitting to. Now, I'm not saying that can't happen in person, but at least in person
you
have a chance to size them up a little bit. So,
well, you know what? No, that's a very interesting point that you make. I want to equate that to, sometimes I hear people say this statement. They go, well, the damn bank, or they use a stronger word than that even sometimes, but the bank, bleep bank, wants to take my house because I missed two damn mortgage payments. Damn them bitches, they want to take my house because all I did was miss two damn mortgage payments. I was 28 days late, and now they want to take my house. Well, that being said, this is very similar to record companies, because people have to remember you signed a contract with that mortgage company. And I bet you in that mortgage company agreement, it says clearly that if you miss two payments, we get the house, right? But 6 years ago when you signed that agreement, you never thought you would ever miss two payments. You couldn't even imagine. How would I miss two payments? I'm He-Man. That never happens to me. That won't happen. I've got a great job. I've got a great wife, support. We'll never miss two payments. We never have to worry about that. Sign it, honey. Let's go. And so then you sign it, and then when that day comes that you miss those payments, you're going, oh, man, this sucks. Woe is me. They're going to take the house, right? But I think a similar thing happens to recording artists. They don't understand. When they say that contract is for 7 years and with 3 5-year options, that means you could be signed to a first off 7-year record deal with that label and 3 options that the label gets for another 15 years you might be signed. So all in total, you're in this record label for over 20 years when all you thought was, because all you saw was 7 years. I'm in for 7 years, right? So I think it comes down to the contract that you are asked to sign that makes the difference between where you're going to go and what's going to happen to you. And I think that the statement that you make, like it might be better to be a signed artist, really depends on who you're signing with at the end of the day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, because there are, I mean, and also there are artists who work with, let's just say someone like Clive Davis. Now, I'm sure Clive Davis worked really good with Whitney Houston, but there was also another artist that he worked with that didn't go over so well, but he
sure.
could work well. Just because you work well with Whitney Houston doesn't mean you can work well with someone else. Because Whitney Houston is a totally different person from someone else. Like, he might... I mean, sometimes things are just more compatible with other people. So, yeah, it really does depend on the actual record company. Plus when you get signed or do any kind of business, sometimes, like, you don't really know somebody that well. All you know is y'all probably want to work with each other, you know? And
right.
the truth is, you're going to sign when you feel it's the right time. So, but nobody's going to wait 3 years for you. It's not that kind of relationship. You know what I mean? Don't go
right.
wait 3 years.
And then you got to ask yourself, and this is a question we have to address another time. We're going to run out of time on this show. But you have to ask yourself, is it Clive Davis's responsibility, to look after someone like Whitney Houston? If you sign Whitney Houston and you see that she's starting to do crack with Bobby Brown, do you say, wait a minute, whoa, Whitney, look. And do we know that he tried to do that, or is that even the record company's problem? You know, if you win the lottery and you go and you put that money in your bank, is it your bank's responsibility to be like, yo, you're blowing through your money too fast? No, slow down. You're going to lose all your money.
Well, that's an interesting comparison, because I don't think a bank would ever do that. I don't think banks care too much for their customers. I don't think this is in 1930. I don't think they cater. Or 1890. I don't think they cater to their customers no more, the millionaires no more. I think they want to beat you off with a bat. I mean, deposit your money and get out. Like,
that's a very good comparison to a record label, because remember, record labels are sometimes owned by the same big corporations that own banks. Listen, we're out of time. Fatima Isbarrel, how do people, if they want to follow you now on the internet, where do they need to go, darling?
ReverbNation.com/Eyes. It has all my links to my Instagram, Twitter, and even Vine account. I'm on vine.co/EYEZ. Follow me on there. I got some funny vines for you.
That's what's up. Eyes, thank you for being on the show today, and that is what's up. We'll be talking to you again soon. I hope you come back and do the show on a regular.
I will. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, I got something to tell y'all about what a woman truly is.
Let me tell you now. A gentleman, it's the kind of love that meets her demands. You see, a woman's not a riddle, she's not a mystery, and she'll open up if you respect the key. What a woman needs,
Come on.
Unless you're the one that can be the kind of man that wouldn't desert.
Y'all help me out.
Support her in the ways that she needs. And don't lie and say that you love her. You've got to be committed to be the kind of man that she can believe. Place the tears if you don't understand.